Evelyn, hi.
Hi.
The Pongal is starting, and today we had a Kolam festival here in
Ilargiknal, the school for young adults who haven't had so much schooling. And well, it's a school I know from Menakshi, who started it, and it's very nice for me to come here today because I haven't been here since it was built. You know, very simple. It wasn't even finished when I saw it.
What do you think about today's event, to Kolam Festival?
I think it was a surprise that it was so well organized, though there weren't that many people. They really had put a lot of effort in making it beautiful and making it fun and participatory for the Tamil people and the Western people who came, who wanted to try the Kolam art. And yeah, it was a wonderful event, I think.
What are columns? Do you know?
What are columns? Well, the way I understand them, it's a very, you know, original Tamil culture where they use them to kind of enhance an energy for their homes when they do the columns in front of their houses. It's a way of expressing beauty, but also of bringing good energy to the house. Or the competition. Well, for me, I found that the most beautiful part of the competition, which is more like a fun game, was just seeing the happy faces and the women's pride in doing the columns and how much that sort of made them become very present and sort of nice atmosphere, and there was just much laughter and giggle, but they all wanted to be part of it, so it means something to them.
You were among the judges. It was easy to choose the best one.
Yes, it's always. I was once part of a sort of a jury when we went through the Sanjinivagar village doing the same thing with the columns at Pongal. And I mean, they are so beautiful, most of the columns, that to say which one is best is really impossible. But of course, you have to choose one, and so yeah, we there was obviously one that was the neatest, but then there were so many beautiful ones out of an artistic expression, which, you know, has something else than the neatness in them.
So these ladies are actually the artists on their own field, and sometimes we don't even see them.
Exactly. I mean, many of them, as you could see when they did them, they have such a elegant hand when they do them, and you can see that they've done it for, you know, since they were young girls, and they have really developed a skill in them. And you can also see that some are more talented than others, that they also take a joy in doing them, but all seem to grow from this expression of the Tamil culture, and that it has a focus of you know, the day. So yeah, I think in that sense it's a beautiful way of acknowledging the Tamil people in this area and what they stand for and what they bring to Oroville, which is, I really think, is beautiful.
Something what we saw the first time, it was the maze. Or they call it also meditation.
Yeah. Yeah, I've never done that before. I thought that was a very creative way of using the column, you know, making people actually walk in it, and brings a totally new dimension to it. And I was thinking you could even do a very big column in Oroville somewhere, which people could walk as a part of, you know, their meditation.
You also work for the Village Action.
As I am a social worker myself, I've been working with the Village Action team off and on when I've been here, because I've been coming to Oroville for more than 20 years. And so, and I'm also working for AVI Sweden, as I live in Sweden. But I've been following mainly the social work that has been done with the villages. And for me, that has always been a very important part of the work in Oroville, to make that bridge happen. And a day like this is sort of a confirmation of that, that work is happening. So I think Balu and Rajaveni are such bridge builders in Oroville in that sense.
So if you think back and reflect, what would be the difference, or you see where you see the progress and how, which way?
Oh, I see it in many ways. I mean, when I first came in 88, I mean, the scene in the villages were so poor. I mean, it was a heartbreaking sometimes to go through the villages because, yeah, people were living on such a poor level. And today, I mean, people look quite all right. They look like they are having a fairly good life. And they send their children to school. And, yeah, I mean, they have grown in a way in relation to Oroville and what Oroville has brought them, that has given them, in a way, good life. And I think a lot of them are very appreciative of that, even if there are many problems still in the encounter with the villages. But that's why I feel the Tamil Orovillians are such important people in Oroville, because they are our bridge in this work, and they can really help us understand how we can be in a good communication with the Tamil people, so that we both can grow from it.
In which way do you think they progress the villages around Oroville the most?
Yeah, I mean, of course, there's always going to be a gap in the living standards, because, I mean, as being a Westerner and the Western people in Oroville have, of course, a different level in many ways, but not all. I mean, there are many Westerners, I think, in Oroville that live very simply, too, but there are differences in what they can afford and what they can, you know, give themselves as far as good things in life and you know, material things especially. But I think maybe what Orwell needs to think on more is how, because there's one thing, you meet the older generation of Tamil people who have kind of been through this whole change and seen Oroville grow from nothing really to what it is today. But young people, Tamil people, they've grown up with Oroville as it is, more or less, in the way it is today. And I don't know what their feelings are about Oroville today, you know, and how they communicate with that. And I've heard, you know, there have been times I know back where young people have had hard times, Tamil young people have had hard times finding their place in this, because they also feel they should have more part of the wealth and the material level that they aren't getting, maybe. And so there's still a gap here that you need to work on, and it's difficult. I mean, it's a cultural gap and an economic gap.
And if you think back, what was the most the biggest gift you received? I mean, the gift from Tamil people, from Tamil culture.
Well, I think it is the total openness and very heartful way of just meeting you. You know, it's enough just cycling down the road. You look at the Tamil woman coming or going, she will always smile almost. And, you know, it's there's nothing they want in that smile. It's just, you are a human and I'm a human. And that's beautiful. That's a human sharing that we have lost.
Thank you.
Yeah, thank you. Chidananda Rupa Shivoham Shivoham.